Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Lindsey Rowley joins us from the Preds TV crew. Lindsey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We are excellent.
For this stupid late 30 start.
8:30 start. I know, man. We're getting ready, though. But here's the thing. Like, the regular season is such a grind. We don't have to tell you because, you know, you work it and live it. But the playoffs are here. There's a different vibe, different buzz around downtown tonight.
Oh, 100%. It's just, I mean, regular season is already fun downtown whenever there's games. But when it's a home playoff game, I feel like the city is just like a whole different vibe. It's so much fun. Being out around town, just driving, you know, to and from Morning State, seeing people in their Preds jerseys, in their Preds gear, ready to go, just super excited for tonight. And like I said, I just can't wait to drop the puck already.
So when it's an 8:30 game for you, does that just mean, like, sleep in? Or does that mean, like, you're excited and, you know, it's Bloody Mary time in the morning? Or how do you do it?
I wish I could have a Bloody Mary in the morning. No, we still do the same routine in the morning. I was there with Christy and the whole crew this morning getting ready for the game. And then, I mean, we do have a longer, like, gap in the middle of the day for sure, which I would rather not have. I'm so excited. I'm ready to get going. But we'll have the pregame show at 8 o'clock, so it'll be exciting when it finally gets here.
It's been a lot of talk about this team, Lindsey, and just the season that they had. I think a lot of people thought, okay, it's going to be another victory lap around the league, and it wasn't that. Because of injuries and different things, they really slogged their way through the season. But here they are again on top of the Central. I think fans still are maybe a little bit on the fence, or maybe, I don't know, maybe a little uneasy going into the playoffs compared to the, you know, to last year.
Worried.
Or the year before. Worried, yes. Just, is this the team that we want them to be?
Yeah, you know, I really think so. And, you know, I do, you know, I mean, it's impossible to stay off of Twitter and things like that. And you see people with their concerns and stuff like that. And it's hard to convey, but I almost want to say to those people, you know, you're not around the team every day, and I am, and I can tell you right now there's nothing to worry about. And there's a confidence in that room, and they are so happy and excited. And as you said, like, you know, going throughout the season, there were, and it's not excuses, but there were a lot of injuries, you know, and big key players. You know, Victor Arvidsson's out for a period of time, Philip Forsberg, Kyle Turris, TK Subban, like, these are big players. And so, and now, I mean, I don't know, you could say, like, oh, it was all worth it, because now we win the Central, you got home ice. You're playing a wild card team in the first round, and we are the healthiest the Nashville Predators have ever been going into a postseason. So, without a doubt, there's a lot of confidence in that room. Not to mention, Puck Arena is playing outstanding. And since March 14th, he's 6-1-1. He's got a shootout. He's got a shutout win. He's, I think, a .973 save percentage. And, you know, everybody knows this, one of the big keys in the postseason is your goaltender. So, to people who are concerned, quote, or worried, quote, I want to say, like, dude, we just won the Central. We have one of the hottest goaltenders in the league right now, and we're the healthiest we've ever been going into a postseason. So, in my opinion, the whole worried factor is just, I don't know, it doesn't sound right to me. It doesn't add up.
Along those lines, healthy and Pecs, how different did they maybe treat him this year heading into this run, and how much do you think that that's helped and affected?
I'm sorry, Don, did you say Pekka?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's been, and honestly, a lot of that has been, you're right, being able to get the rest that he needed. Because, you know, Tuki Saro has played outstanding throughout this entire season. And I think that really helped take some pressure off of Pekka. You know, he did have that lull there in the season where, he knows, he wasn't playing his best game, but with Tuki playing as well as he was, it gave him a chance to press reset, to find his game and get back to being as confident and seeing the puck as well as he is right now going into the postseason, which, as you guys know, is the ultimate goal. You can have lulls throughout the season, but the number one thing is you want to be at the top of your game going into the post, and that's where he's at right now. So, and maybe in large part to Jussi Saros being able to back him up and win those games when he wasn't playing.
Victor Arvidsson's story this year, Lindsey, has just been amazing. He's such a spark plug on the ice. I know he's, for Predators fans, there's maybe not a more popular player that's come around on this team in a long time. He goes out and gets the goal scoring record for the team, and he missed, what, 21 games along the way. Yeah. Just unbelievable what he was able to do when he was on the ice.
Oh, incredible. And I'm just, and every player elevates their game for the playoffs, and it's almost difficult to think about Victor Arvidsson elevating his game anymore because, like you said, I mean, there at the end, when he broke that record for most goals in a single season, I mean, first of all, his reaction was absolutely priceless. That was incredible to see. And to see all the guys and how happy they were for him. And, you know, before the game, we were talking with Ryan Johansson saying, like, hey, how great would it be for RV to be able to break the record, you know, in the final game? And he was like, oh, man. He was like, we're going to try. We want him to get that goal so bad. So it was a really special moment to be able to see him break that record. And as well as he has been playing, I mean, that whole top line, for that matter, how well they've all been playing. But you can definitely tell it's going to be an exciting postseason. And, you know, they are going to be the backbone of the offense. And it's going to be fun to see in what ways they can elevate their game and how much more creative a guy like Philip Forsberg can get. Because we've seen him make some crazy through-the-legs, lacrosse moves, all kinds of stuff. So I'm interested to see what he does in the playoffs.
Let's jump into this matchup that starts tonight here just a little bit. You look at the Stars, most of their production comes from that top line. What's the concern when you look at this Dallas team?
You know, I mean, definitely a lot of concern. It's a similar build. You know, it was interesting hearing Coach Laviolette talk about that this morning, that the Stars and the Preds, you know, they have that similar build of a really, really crazy strong top line, and then offensively minded defenseman, and then also a really strong goaltender. So it was really interesting to hear him compare the two teams and how similar they are, because the Stars' top line is so lethal. And it's one of those things, you talk to the guys about what's got to happen to slow them down to, you know, keep them in check. And it's all about knowing where they are on the ice, when they're on the ice, being alert where those guys are, and defensively everybody's stepping up, not just the defenseman, but also, you know, the forwards and everybody kind of knowing where they are and helping out. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Laviolette gets the matchup he wants. Because, you know, you never know. Sometimes they'll get a mismatch on the ice, and it can be the game. So it'll be really interesting, I think, to see if he can get the matchup he wants against that top line. But also, I mean, talk about X-Factor, Matt Zuccarello coming back in the lineup. He's got a game there at the end of season, but then also sat out the last few games of season. So I think, to me, he's the X-Factor for Dallas. Him being injured, being pumped up to stop in the lineup, and then sitting those last two games, coming back in tonight, to me, a guy to keep your eye on.
Well, we see like a video remembering Radulov's time here and celebrating his time here with the Preds.
Give people more chances to boo.
I'm guessing no.
Specifically, that's a guy, 5 goals, 4 assists in his last 6 games. Certainly he'll be, they'll need to account for him for sure.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Same idea. Just going to have to know where he is on the ice at all times, and hopefully Coach Laviolette could get the matchups that he wants. And I mean, yeah, it's not that he doesn't trust anybody on the ice. All of his core, he has a lot of faith in. So, and that's what the Preds have been known for, is their defensive effort. So hopefully they'll be in check tonight. I think it's going to come down to defense and goaltending, as it always does.
Hey, Lindsay, what's the special stuff for tonight? Is like Poison going to sing the national anthem or something? What can we look forward to?
We don't know. You know, okay. They keep it really quiet. Honestly, like, I work there, and I can tell you, know, sometimes I lie, and I say I don't know what I know. But
okay,
tonight, I really don't know.
One of those times. Okay.
That's okay. You can lie to us, Lindsay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, but I promise, tonight, I genuinely do not know.
All right.
It's Poison. I'm going to drop a big I told you so.
Poison. 3HL for life tweeted. okay. Maybe Lindsay can finish what she was saying on the NHL network since they lost her connection. What happened there?
Oh, no.
They did, yeah. It was so weird. You know, I got on, and I apologize to everybody who was watching. I guess it was out of our control, both NHL network and me, but we were going through it. And, I mean, shoot, I was on there 15 minutes early chatting with the producers, had zero issue, and then in the middle of the interview, the call just got dropped, and it was like, oh, man. I don't even know what we were talking about. I think, the last thing we were going to talk about was X Factors, and I was going to talk about Zuccarello, but for the Preds, we were going to talk about my opinion for the Preds. The X Factor is Mikael Granlund. He's got 21 points, I think, in the 39 playoff games that he's played, and I just think he's been having the right opportunities. He's doing all the right things, and you know, even Coach Laviolette this morning said, hey, this guy, I am a firm believer in with opportunity comes results. And this guy is getting a ton of opportunities, and it's just a matter before he breaks out. So to me, especially in this first series, I think Mikael Granlund is the X-Factor for the Preds.
Well, Lindsay, we always appreciate the time. Thank you, at Lindsay Riley on Twitter. Have fun tonight.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good night.
All right, Lindsay Riley, catch her on Preds TV. If you're not going to the game, I'm not going to the game. You going to the game?
I am not going to the game tonight.
You going to the game?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just walk over there and go after this.
All right, well, if you are going, be loud. If you're not going, certainly you're watching Preds game one tonight, 8:30.